Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem Feedback and Insights, Shir number 159. We know about the famous Rabbi Avraham J. Tversky, who was a well-known psychiatrist, a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a truly, truly great man. And he wrote, I think, over 90 books. He changed and revolutionized the psychiatric world, even in the non-Jewish psychiatric world, an expert in addiction, particularly alcohol addiction, but all addictions, and just understanding human nature. And as an Erel Chayid, knowing Hasidus, knowing Hashkafa, having the straight Torah Hashkafa, brilliant man. And I was thinking a lot about this. I met him only once for a particular thing. I had to ask him a question. He gave me a very blunt, direct answer. So it was not, you know, his overall disposition sometimes was very direct, upfront, no nonsense. And that was my one and only interaction directly with him. I heard him speak and other things, and I learned a lot even from that one interaction. Really, truly, truly tremendous person. And it would be remiss not to talk about his work and how it affects human beings and their development, and pertaining to Shalom Bayis, of course, but also about to overall life. People think that just because his main expertise was about, dealing with addiction and alcoholism and things like that, and 12-step programs and AAA programs and so on. And they seem to label that that's more or less that, and what else could you learn from him? Now, he wrote a lot of general books on Simcha and other things. And we're going to go through, over the course of time, whether Be'ezus Hashem with Hashem's help, whether it is books on his concepts of Simcha and self-esteem. He has a lot on that. We're going to go through one of the most monumental books. I gave it to two people. No, really, one person recommended it to me and said, this is an amazing, amazing book. And then I sent it to someone else and they read it. And so it was truly amazing and life-changing. And that particular book is called I've Got to Get Out of My Own Way, Eliminating the Obstacles to Success. We're going to go through a lot of the concepts of this book, and I suggest everyone, I recommend that they buy it, they purchase it, and learn from it. There's another book, an old one, I don't think it's in print anymore. The first one I read from him called Let Us Make Man, about self-esteem. Very profound influence on me. And to be frankly, this may sound like a joke, but he coordinated with cartoonist Charles Schulz. There was a famous, famous, well-known cartoonist, and he wrote in the Daily Times, whatever, Daily News, Peanuts. Peanuts, it was the name of the character. There's Snoopy the dog, and there's Lucy, and it's fascinating stuff. And again, I'm not saying you should be Mevatel Torah to start reading Peanuts and Charles Schulz cartoons, but Rabbi Tversky was a big fan of it and even co-authored a book with him. A lot of wisdom in those cartoons. And then he even said, Rabbi Tversky once, that he has even a Snoopy tie. And once he said that, I heard him say that, I said, I'm sold. Someone who likes Peanuts, I'm a chassid. So I'm half joking about that. But the bottom line is that one of the big things he says in the introduction to this book, and I quote, many of the emotional problems that are found in the alcoholic can be found in most non-addicted people. That is an extremely profound statement and very, very true. There's controversy about 12 steps. Is it Torah-based? Is it not Torah-based? I have to study the 12 steps more in depth. There's a book, a hush of a person, Rabbi Chase Taub. He wrote a whole book regarding 12 steps, which is entitled God of Our Understanding, Jewish Spirituality and Recovery from Addiction, Rabbi Chase Taub. and he goes through whether it's Torah or it's not Torah, is it based on Torah? And he doesn't go to answer that question directly, but it's pretty clear that Rabbi Twersky felt and many felt, and from the way I see it, even though technically Goyim, non-Jews, came up with this setup of the 12 steps and the way it is formulated, that it is indeed clearly, everything is based on Torah. But I understand why some people have their questions about that, and maybe eventually we'll address that part too. But the idea that he said that many emotional problems that are found in an alcoholic, by the way, that means any addiction, including drug addiction, sex addiction, gambling addiction, all of this is connected, and they all have a sheirish from the same root. And very often, emotional problems of people that are not addicted, it's the same problems. And a lot of the problems that could solve and heal or cure or manage addiction, or cure is questionable, but manage addiction, are things that could heal pertaining to people that are non-addicts. So in the introduction, he talks about an alcoholic that's talking, and it's very important to hear this. And everyone in their own life, even if it's very different from the way this person is talking, if you look very deeply, you will see that we are looking ourselves in the mirror. I'll explain that as I go along as I'm narrating. This person who was a recovering alcoholic provided this insight, and Rabbi Twersky says it's the basis of this book. So I'm going to quote here what this recovering alcoholic provided. That was the insight, that was the basis of the book. He says as follows: for years I was having problems, big ones, little ones. I couldn't find good solutions to these problems, or at least any that were of any duration. Eventually, I stopped looking for solutions and tried to escape from my problems by drinking. Quote unquote. I will put in my own comment now, that last sentence, that I stopped looking for solutions and tried to escape my problems by drinking. We look ourselves deep in the mirror, and we will see ourselves that sometimes we too stop looking for solutions and try to escape my problems by, and then you fill in the blank. Every individual person here that's listening to this, and I'm including myself in the process, know what we do when we stop looking for solutions and we try to escape. That's the shirish of what Rabbi Twersky is saying here, that many emotional problems that are found in an alcoholic are found in also most non-addicted people, because these problems come from seeing that you have problems, big ones and little ones, and you're trying to find solutions, and it's very difficult, and then you try to escape your problems by blank. What is that blank? What are you escaping into? For every person, it's different. But that's where the Cheshbon HaNefesh comes in. Now I'm going to continue to quote. It seemed that nothing turned out the way I wanted it to be, because something was always getting in the way. That started almost right from the beginning of my marriage. Things would have been fine between me and my wife if my in-laws hadn't gotten in the way. Eventually, we moved away from them, and from a distance, we were not as much of a problem, although they still managed to get between us. But even without the in-laws, there were some problems at home. My lifestyle was pretty average. I liked to spend a lot of time with my friends and do different things with them, but my wife would get in the way. When my kids came around, I knew how to raise them and discipline them, but I couldn't do what I wanted with them because my wife would obstruct me. I would tell the kids one thing, she would tell me another. It was very frustrating trying to be a good father when I had so much opposition. Also, my wife complained that I was drinking too much, and she tried to keep me from drinking. I built up a successful accounting firm. I had several accountants working for me. I was the boss, and I set the tone for how things were to be done. But these guys were working for me. They would get in my way. Quote unquote, you see already here from the way he's talking, he's saying that all these other people, the people closest to him, are, quote unquote, getting in my way. Remember that as you're reading this. A lot of times by us people, non-addicts, we believe other people are getting in our way. Let me continue. They wanted to use different methods from me, meaning the people in the accounting firm. As my drinking increased, these guys would be working for me, trying to take over the firm. They said I was messing things up because of my drinking. I told them they were crazy. They said they didn't want to break up the firm, but that I was to manage my own clients and not interfere with theirs, and they wouldn't touch any of my clients. And I actually welcomed the suggestion, and with me doing my own work, I saw fit. They wouldn't be getting in my way. Things at home deteriorated. My wife took the kids and went to her parents. I felt relieved, because now she wouldn't get in my way. Quote unquote. Remember that. Everyone listening, remember that. These people are getting in my way. And now that they did this or that or the other thing, we fixed their wagon where things happen. They're out of the picture a little bit. Now they won't get in my way. Let's continue. But now that I was free from everyone's interference, both at home and at work, things didn't get better at all. In fact, things got much worse. One day, my wife appeared at the office with my parents, not hers, and with other men in the office, and they insisted that I had to get help with my drinking. I didn't agree, but things were so messed up that I thought getting away for a few weeks couldn't hurt. I ended up in an alcohol rehab place. After a while, and with a lot of help from the staff, I came to the realization that all the while that I thought I couldn't get things done because others were in the way, I was dead wrong. It wasn't the others who were in the way. I was in my own way. Even before I drank, it wasn't the wife or the in-laws that were obstacles. It was me. It suddenly hit me that if I wanted things to turn out right, I had to get out of my own way. I had to get out of my own way. Now, Rabbi Twersky, this is, to me, very, very unbelievable, shows his humility, his humbleness. He wrote this book in 2017 when he was quite an elderly person already, probably having already over 80 or at least 75 books under his belt. So I just quoted to you a narrative from a recovering alcohol addict. And then he says, Rabbi Twersky, I must admit that I never thought of it quite in these terms. And then he says from a philosopher or somebody, Pogo, P-O-G-O, I don't know who he was, that I met the enemy and it is us. And listen to what he says now. And please let everyone listen. Even if none of you have an alcohol problem, or you don't have a sex addiction problem, or you don't have a drug problem.
Can you just pass
me
the empty box?
Or you don't have a drunk, a gambling problem. You still have the same problem. We all have the same problem. We get in our own way. Why do we get in our own way? Probably, this is Robert Twersky talking now, probably because we are so preoccupied with ourselves that we cannot devote proper attention and time to other people and things. We may not be able to love others because we are too much involved with loving ourselves. Now, there is nothing wrong, you'll learn later, and we're going to talk about it, of loving yourself in a healthy way. He is talking about loving yourself to a point where it's sort of a narcissistic type of unhealthy self-love, as he's going to describe. And then he's going to go through this book of various different things that causes us to focus in an unhealthy way on ourselves, creating problems for ourselves by thinking too much about ourselves in an unhealthy way. And our job is to get out of our own way, really getting rid of some of the ego aspects of our personalities and working through them and understanding them. And Be'ez Hashem, we're going to go through this book. Over time, we may go through select books of his that would have great value, either to Shalom Bayis directly, which he wrote a few on Shalom Bayis, different aspects of it, or on Simcha, similar to the Friday afternoon Rabbi Pliskin and other, you know, Midas type of things, self-esteem, a very important factor, and things like that. Be'ez Hashem. Bracha and Hatzlacha.